Here we are again. This is the Borden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and we are here today on this Saturday, 13th of May, 2017. And there is no shortage of shocking events going on. That's what we deal with in this program. Surreal reality. And I just read out a few shocking happenings of this week. And then the bulk of this program we'll give over to an outstanding gentleman, Jim Lee, who has done, I think, about 20 years of serious exposure and work and research on geoengineering and chemtrails. And it's, his site is a company of the site. It's climateviewer.com, and it's outstanding. But he'll be with us, I think, at the bottom of the first hour, and we'll take it from there. But of all the horror stories I've read out about GMOs, glyphosate, SSRIs, vaccinations, and all the rest of it that's going on, this story is truly shocking. And this is Mike Adams writing this up. Boston Herald calls for government-run execution squads to mass murder naturopaths, scientists, journalists who oppose mercury in immunizations. I'll read that again. Boston Herald calls for government-run execution squads to mass murder naturopaths, natural medicine people, scientists, and journalists who oppose mercury in immunizations. This is real. They actually said that this week. And the article goes as follows. In the last lunatic, insane example of vaccine rage now being pushed by the criminal vaccine industry and its corporate-run media prostitutes, the Boston Herald's entire editorial staff have openly called for what are essentially government-run execution squads to mass murder scientists, naturopaths, chiropractors, and journalists who question the safety of injecting children with mercury and a brain-damaging toxin found in flu shots vaccines administered to children and expectant mothers. Expressing any concern at all about the toxic brain-damaging ingredients in vaccines ought to be a hanging offense. This is quote what they're saying in the Boston Herald. There's the entire Boston Herald editorial staff in this shockingly violent article, which exposes the murder of naturopaths, physicists, scientists such as myself, he's talking about Mike Adams, according to the Boston Herald. He said, we should all be hanged to death after being identified and round up. This is extreme, but this is not too far behind what Google are doing with their algorithms to destroy the truth and information about natural medicine, and Facebook along with them. We'll come to that later on. It is precisely this kind of genocidal journalism, because it's rhetoric that typifies the vaccine industry, which revels in the mass murder of black babies who are disproportionately impacted by vaccine autism risk, according to the CDC's own scientist, Dr. William Thompson. Well, William Thompson was a whistleblower who exposed what the CDC were up to. And the CDC is a private corporation, folks, incorporated in Dun & Bradstreet, and they own 50 patents on various drugs and immunization things. They are a corporation for profit. No misunderstanding about that. In what can only be described as irresponsible and dangerous hate speech, someone from the editorial staff at the Boston Herald suggested in an article published on their site on Monday that anyone suggesting people research vaccines and their safety or caution others about them should be hanged to death, reports Health Nut News, right? With their call for a mass murder of naturopaths, journalists, scientists, and the Boston Herald demonstrates the dangerous mental illness that is actually caused by vaccines themselves. Probably all these people have been vaccinated with a plethora of vaccinations, and look at the mental disturbance coming out of them. He says, I've dubbed this brain damage disease vaccine rage due to the continued use of brain damaging metals like aluminium and mercury in vaccines, which the CDC confirms are deliberately formulated into vaccines injected into children. Thanks to the effects of vaccine rage, the Boston Herald editorial staff has now devolved into a murderous nest of domestic terrorists who are openly and unashamedly calling for government-run execution squads that target the very people seeking to protect their children from vaccine violence. Natural News, his site here, has already contacted the Boston police and will soon be filing detailed criminal complaint with the Boston FBI. Best of luck with that, considering the creature they just got rid of heading up the FBI. Comey. Vaccine rage is a new mental disorder among vaccine-violated victims who seek to murder anyone who isn't vaccinated. It does look like that. What the Boston Herald lunatics are demonstrating is a serious mental disorder that I've dubbed vaccine rage. This disorder describes individuals who have been victims of vaccines, literally brain-damaged by mercury, aluminium, and formaldehyde, who then seek to commit acts of terrorism. And just about regarding formaldehyde, these idiots going around the UK, I presume it's going on in the States as well, smoking these vapor cigarettes to try and give up smoking. And I stop them and I tell them, I said, that vapor cigarette will do more damage than tobacco to you because it will put formaldehyde in your lungs. And again, Bill Deagle has highlighted this many times on his broadcasts. I said, this zombie-like behavior is actually a mental illness epidemic because it spreads from one person to another as people are forced to be vaccinated, causing them to suffer from the same vaccine rage that their friends display. Well, certain people react like this. They're being given other drugs when SSRIs, when they should be traced back to the source. But I've been covering SSRIs for quite a while. And as I said, probably too many times, the first program I did, one of the first programs I did in this series, The Barton Report, last November, 18 months ago, was the criminal convictions of the pharmaceutical industry, which took an hour to read out. They were fined millions, hundreds of millions, and GSK were fined $1 billion for one outrage. And they were left to carry on, right? But the military, and as we'll say later on with Jim Lee, the military industrial complex and the medical industry and pharma and USDA, the United Nations, et cetera, have all combined to attack us and eliminate us. And it says, victims of vaccine violence who come in rage because of the effect that heavy metals exhibit on human neurology. The scientific literature provides overwhelming evidence that heavy metals are not just linked to violence, but also to autism. And we come into this in detail later on with Jim Lee as well on this chemtrails and geoengineering, what it does to people. For example, a study published in Biological Trace Elements Research summarized in the Science Daily article reveals that toxic metals are linked to significantly higher incidence of autism in children. Sure. That and 5G and cell phone towers and destroying them. Another scientific study published in Environment International reveals that childhood exposure to lead dust causes extreme violence. Well, a few weeks ago, reading out all the results of water testing across the states and the amount of lead that children have absorbed, which cannot be taken out of the system. It's a very hard thing to detox from. Is shocking, permanently damaged. Boston Herald editors are very likely mentally deranged precisely because of their exposure to heavy metals in the very same vaccines they now should be injected into everyone else, thereby spreading their mental illness and violence to an ever larger population. This pattern is typically described as a zombie infestation of vaccine violence. The phrase zombie infestation of vaccine violence. It is so prevalent in our deranged pharma-dominated society that I actually released a song and music video. I said, well, vaccines are okay, right, right. But anyway, Boston Herald editors echo genocide of the Third Reich. Yeah, that is what they're doing. What the Boston Herald editors are too brain damaged to fully realize is that how closely their call for the mass execution of scientists, naturopaths and journalists resemble eugenics purge of the Third Reich. Well, that's what's going on, folks. Big time. It's all rooted in the echoes of Nazi Germany and the government-run extermination of 6 million Jews whom the Third Reich, well, that's debatable, Third Reich elite decided were an impediment to the aims and goals of their regime. Now the Boston Herald believes that naturopaths, physical science and journalists who are too intelligent to be brainwashed by the vaccine industry criminal deception and toxic ingredients should be rounded up by the government and put to death. Imagine this going on in 2017 in a major newspaper in the United States. Expect that in a fundamentalist country, but it's hard to believe. But this is real stuff, folks. This is real. Go and check this out in the Boston Herald previously this week. Perhaps the Boston Herald believes railroad cars should be the best way to transport informed vaccine skeptics and hanging fellows. Well, they have... thousands of shackled containers and railway cars already in existence. We know that. Vaccines are deadly. Measles kill almost no one. I have news for the entire Boston editorial staff, Adams is saying here. Far more U.S. children are killed by vaccines every year than are killed by, I think it says measles. Yeah, measles, which has killed almost no one in decades. The actual death rate from measles is nearly zero in our modern world, even according to the medical establishment. Vaccines, however, are maiming, are killing tens of thousands of U.S. children every year. The U.S. government, in fact, has just released its payout, its compensation for vaccine injury. It's under FY 2017 so far, and it's a whopping $159 million in damages. See the government financial disclosure at this length, etc., etc. And they say the vaccine damage so far in 2017 alone is likely well over 60,000 children and growing. The number is almost certain to exceed 100,000 by the end of the year. Apparently, this number is not large enough for the deranged Boston Herald vaccine terrorists who would like to see several hundred thousand children maimed, injured, and killed by vaccines by making sure the government executes anyone who might seek to reduce vaccine injury and protect the lives of innocent children. The Boston Herald editors probably also believe that the global warming deniers, they have them in their sights as well, should also be imprisoned and executed because they are totalitarian fascists suffering from mental disease. Well, in Europe here, another day, we'll do a program on it. The mini ice age we're heading into. We've got another drought here. We had washed out rain in last winter and summer, and now we've got what we call these low-temperature droughts, which we're getting here in the UK, which is a pattern that it precedes climate change drop into a mini ice age. And it's cyclical. It happens every 180 years, but this time it's going to be worse because of the damage to the Gulf Stream, because they poured millions of gallons of core exit into it, and it's permanently damaged now. It's losing its effect. And we're off for 53 degrees north, up to 60 degrees north here in the UK, and if we didn't have the Gulf Stream, we would be frozen over. It says, he's finishing up this article. It's a very long article. Mike Adams is saying, but I am filing an official complaint with the Boston FBI to investigate the Boston Herald's call for a mass murder against vaccine skeptics. In publishing their call for the murder of people such as myself, the Boston Herald is clearly engaged in criminal intimidation and calls for deadly violence. The article goes on and on and on. This article, if you want to read it, it is in Natural News, May the 11th, just a few days ago. Yesterday, a few days ago. Naturalnews.com, and it's the Boston Herald calls for execution, mass execution. And that's on naturalnews.com, folks. Very, very good article by Mike Adams. And another one from the same source. Again, these pharma companies, the original one, which is Merck, by the way, is the key company. They control the merchant banks who arrange all these mergers with the pharma industry. Eventually, there'll only be one of them. But the Merck company was set up by Adolf Hitler, and it was specifically set up to do what they are doing today, even though most of the scientists originally were taken into the United States under Operation Paperclip. But here's a backup article on what we say about this appalling lies put out by the pharma industry, how much money they spend on testing drugs. It is absolutely minimal, and it's mostly on animals, and very few humans are tested with it. You are the guinea pig in a doctor's surgery when you're prescribing SSRIs or pharma drugs. You are the guinea pig, folks. But here's the article, Science Shock. Almost all medical studies are bogus. Reproducibility reaches zero, right? And he's saying, if you ever wanted to read large collections of fake news, yeah, that's a good one, look no further than the medical science journals such as The Lancet and the British Medical Journal. Years ago, they used to have status, but they're now, like the Financial Times on financing, cheerleading flunkies for the multinationals. That's basically what they are. Almost everything they publish is bogus, explained science writer Richard Harris. Hope he's not related to the actor who's deceased, who writes for NPR, and the result is billions of dollars in fraud. waste unnecessary expenditure on big pharma drugs that simply don't work. Sure. His new book called Rigor Mortis, How Sloppy Science Creates Worthless Cures, Crushes Hope and Wasted Billions. And it reveals the truth about science fraud that is that I've been documenting, this is Michael, for years on Natural News and Scientific News. What truth is that? Most science studies don't hold up under scrutiny, and most of them can't be reproduced when someone else attempts to perform the same experiment. The entire apparatus of Big Pharma and the FDA-approved drugs, in other words, is largely fraudulent. I mean, sure. And again, I refer people to Dr. Peter Gucci, who has his book here, and his outstanding book, Deadly Medicine and Organized Crime, How Big Pharma Has Corrupted Healthcare. Dr. Peter Gucci, an outstanding book, really and truly outstanding. And it says, the bogus nature of bad science is present across every realm of science, by the way. Pharmaceuticals, climate change, psychology, physics, chemistry, and more. Climate change is probably the worst of all of these, where scientists decide in advance what outcomes they want to see. That's like the police in the UK here, when they come to investigate a crime, they start telling you what happened. This is what I'm up against here in this crap town I live in. The bogus nature of bad science is present across every realm of science, by the way. Pharmaceuticals, climate change, psychology, physics, chemistry, and more. Climate change is probably the worst of all these, where scientists decide in advance what outcomes they want to see. Writing to order, like most journalists today. Not reporting news, they're writing to order. Then work diligently to shape the computer modeling or data sets to achieve the outcome they want. That's the USDA research facility in eastern England were caught right-handed doing that and fiddling the figures to create the myth of low global warming, they were calling it then, but now they're hiding under climate change, which has been climate change for 6,000 years. In fact, the entire industry of climate change science is rooted in total junk science, buoyed by fabricated science and aggressive demands of social conformity. Well, sustainability, that's the one. And they're attacking farming, agriculture, urban living, rural living, under a vast, I read it out here about 6 weeks ago, the sustainability run of Agenda 21. Absolute perverting the genuine definition of sustainability, meaning us humans have to be got rid of. And they're attacking people on water rights like the Bundys were attacked, and the ranchers in Nevada, etc., and the Hammonds, and the same methods are being used. What's especially notable is in all this is that medical science studies are almost always given instant credibility of real news, even when they are demonstrated by fake news. Well, it's relatively bad in the UK here, but in the United States, these crap channels, where these same news organizations, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, the rest of them, are taking ads from the farm industry and the ambulance-chasing solicitors, and then they're basically doing their bidding by reading out these press releases, as if it was news. It was basically the press releases of the farm industry. That's what they're reading out. We have a medical correspondent here on the BBC doing the same. Google's war on fake news will censor information that questions the legitimacy of the fake science studies. People have to get their hand around this. People attacking fake news are the purveyors of fake news. That is what's going on. Google automatically assumes all medical journals are 100% real and correct at all times. The far more accurate answer is that they are absolutely only accurate about 1% of the time, which means they are 99% fake news. Correct. But Google scores at 100%. And I cannot emphasize that by virtue of mentioning Google here. Google is now a vicious, vicious, vicious disinformation and disgraceful organization, which is manipulating the search engines. They have 68% worldwide monopoly. And they actually admitted, Eric Schmidt, and they admitted that the vast majority of the Google staff were working on behalf of Hillary Clinton to get her elected by removing negative stories about her. And not only that, algorithms are in the system helping these multinationals and these farm industry get their lies across to people. That is what's going on. But anyway, we're coming up to the first break. You barely hear that music sound. Barely. And we should be back very soon.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in again for the break, and I've just been reading, apart from that outrageous piece of news from the Boston Herald, asking for the execution of people who don't believe in vaccines. I mean, it's shocking. We'll move on to the second article about, which again, we give credit to Mike Adams for writing this. He's an outstanding writer, science writer, and medical writer. Science shock, almost all medical studies are bogus. Reproducibility approaches zero. Yeah, it's been getting worse and worse and worse over the years. It's like one thing that strikes me about the pharma community, both in Ireland, Britain, and the States, and Europe, they don't own their own laboratories. Like, for a tiny contribution, like every farmer gave $100 to a central fund, they could have their own abattoirs, they have their own research laboratories. Otherwise, they're at the mercy of massive lies and propaganda. That's one of the reasons 80% of tillage cereal growing in the United States is under the grip of Monsanto and GMO farming. I mean, they've just sold out. They've been taken over. But this article here goes on to say about medical studies being bogus. How many times have you encountered a study or, say, weight loss that trumpeted one fad only to see another study discrediting it a week later? You know, there's papers here for that. That's because when journalists are short in news, they pull down these stories. And most journalists spend 80% of the time reading what other journalists write, by the way. Research, their idea of research is Google. If it's not on Google, it doesn't exist. That's because many medical studies are junk. It's an open secret in the research community, and even has a name, the reproducibility crisis. Yeah. For any study to have legitimacy, it must be replicated. Yet only half of medical studies celebrated in newspapers hold water under serious follow-up scrutiny. And about two-thirds of the sexist cutting-edge reports include the discovery of new genes linked to obesity or mental illness are later disconfirmed. It's a new word. Though erring is a key part of the scientific process, this level of failure shows scientific progress wastes time and resources and costs taxpayers excess. Well, as I've been saying for years and years and years, to find scientists to tell the truth, you're lucky you'll have to whittle it down to 10%, because most of them have signed disclosure agreements, which means their work is tied up, they can't talk about it, or they're paid to put out lies and disinformation. For the multinationals, who now own and run the science industry and own the universities and training and medical training. I put this to doctors and say, what? They've actually gone through the training, but they don't realize who they've been working for. Erring is a key part of the scientific process. The level of failure shows scientific progress wastes time and resources and costs taxpayers in excess of $28 billion a year, writes the NPR science correspondent Richard Harris in his book Rigor Mortis, How Sloppy Science Creates Worthless Cures, Crushes Hope, and Wastes Billions. Sure. So when you read something like It's When a Grain of Salt, Harris tells the Post, even the best science can be misleading, and often what you're reading is not best science. Take one particularly engaging example. For many years, research on breast cancer was conducted on misidentified melanoma cells, which means that thousands of papers published on incredible science journals were actually studying the wrong cancer. Frankie. It's impossible to know how much the sloppy use of the wrong cells has set back research into breast cancer. Well, breast cancer research has been destroyed by the pharma industry because they will just want to keep selling drugs. And there's been numerous scandals in the UK where the breast cancer testing system was wrong and caused havoc amongst thousands of women. But anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour break. I can barely hear that music. And we should be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious.
Back in again, and we're reading these articles. One devastating article to start the program today about Boston Herald asking for the execution of those people who don't promote vaccines. It's shocking beyond words, it really is. Also on this article here about science shock, almost all medical studies are bogus. Reproducibility approaches zero. And that's been highlighted again and again. Just finishing out that article, so another study with bogus medical claims to have invented a blood test that could detect ovarian cancer, which would mean much earlier diagnosis. The research was hailed as a major breakthrough on morning shows and newspapers. Further scrutiny, though, revealed that the only reason the blood test worked was because the researchers tested the two batches on two separate days, all the women with ovarian cancer on the day and without the disease the next. I don't know what he means by that. Instead of measuring the differences in the cancer, the blood test had, in fact, measured day-to-day differences in the machine. Oh, I see. So why are so many tests bogus? Harris, who wrote the expose, the whistleblower who exposes it, has some thoughts. He's just finishing up by saying, for one, science is hard. Everything from unconscious bias, the way researchers see their data through the rosy lens of their own thesis, to the types of beaker they used, or the bedding that they keep mice in, can hold results and derail reproducibility, I think. Then there are the funding issues. Yes, now we're getting to it. During the heyday of the late 90s and early noughties, research funding increased until Congress decided to hold funding flat for the next decade, creating an atmosphere of intense, some would say unhealthy, competition among research scientists. Now only 70% of grants get funded, compared to a third three decades ago. Add to this the truly terrible job market for post-docs. What's that? Only 21% land tenure track job. I don't know what that's about. Oh, dear, dear. And there are greater incentives to publish flashy counter pieces, meaning these medical journalists are now promotional articles for the scientists who have the biggest funding. I think that's what they're trying to say here. One effect of this pressure to publish situation is intentional data manipulation, where scientists cherry-pick the information that supports a hypothesis while ignoring the data that doesn't. An all-too-common problem in academic research, Wright says. The finder says there is a constant scramble for research dollars, promotions, and tenure depend on making splashy discoveries. There are big rewards for being first, even if the work ultimately fails through the test of time, etc. But anything to do with pharma research is highly, highly suspect, as I've been going on with for so long. It's a criminal operation. And like in the climate change, how many scientists have spoken up about the lies of carbon dioxide? It's as if they were talking about carbon monoxide, which comes out of the exhaust of a car, which is deadly, deadly, deadly. But he's bought and paid for pimps, like most of the journalists in this world. But going on to this thing about fake science, here's a related story. Fake science TV personality Bill Nye, I've come across this guy recently, but I believe he's big in the States, goes berserk when real scientists schools him on carbon dioxide. There's a photograph of him here with Obama. Yeah, sure. Oh, dear. Joking. And it says here, in case you still thought that TV personality Bill Nye was a real science guy, this ought to disabuse you of that belief. In a recent interview on Uber left-wing CNN, where kooks and crackpots like Nye are made to feel like right at home, the mechanical engineer that Nye, he's a mechanical engineer, not a scientist, has a hissy fit when someone with legitimate brain power and knowledge challenges his Marxist orthodoxy regarding so-called human-caused climate change. As reported in The Blaze, Nye, who gained notoriety during the 1990s with his kids' science program, has since become a full-blown, dyed-in-the-wool convert to the Church of Global Warming Hoaxism. Well, all under the heading of sustainability on CNN. Agenda 21. In his CNN appearance, he actually accused the network of doing a disservice to its viewers because they dared to have a single dissenting climate change voice on the program. And we must have total Stalinist steel fist propaganda. Nye, it seems, would have fit right in with Hitler's brown shirts and propaganda operations, both of which sought to quash dissent and speech, not encourage debate and mutually beneficial solutions. What's worse, Nye against Angst was directed at an actual scientist, William Hopper, who is a physicist at some obscure Ivy League school called Princeton Princeton University. Maybe you've heard of it, yeah. A little note they say about a Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. That's what all they produce personnel for. And it says, Hopper's crime, this thing is a dissenting voice denying. He dared to call Nye's bogus promotion of climate change a myth. There's this myth that's developed around carbon dioxide that it's a pollutant. It's vital for plants to grow, that's what it is. Which you and I both exhale carbon dioxide with every breath. Hopper, who advised President Donald J. Trump on issues dealing with climate, said during the interview, each of us emits about 2 pounds of carbon dioxide a day, so we are polluting the planet. He went on to note that carbon dioxide is perfectly natural gas and that Like water vapor, it is a compound that is vital to the proliferation of plant life and oxygen-emitting trees. If the carbon dioxide goes away like Nye and his fellow global warming hoaxers say, then he, they and the rest of us will die like, just like the planet. Plants grow better with more carbon dioxide, and you can see the greening of the earth already from additional carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. This is from space, I presume. Happer, the real scientist, noted. Hoping our friend Jim Lee will phone in soon. I do tell him to phone in around this time, but we'll see. But Nye, the expert, he's a total shyster, the expert, as CNN would call him, countered by saying that the physicist he was debating, did not get that the rate of speed of carbon dioxide introduction into the atmosphere was a real issue. No, it isn't. And he denigrated the networks for daring to have this guy Happer on in the first place. And either quoting him saying, this is Nye speaking, and I will say, much as I love CNN, you're doing a disservice by having one climate change skeptic and not 97 or 98% scientists concerned about climate change, he said. Well, that's for crap. This man doesn't want to debate anything. Just 100% propaganda. Thanks for clearing that up, science guy. In any event, Happer, who was challenging Bill Nye, was asked why he doubted the global warming claptrap, and he responded that it's not an honest construct to begin with. Let me point out that the science is not like passing a law, he began. You don't have to vote to say how many are for the law of gravity and how many are against. It's based on observation. Well, that's a good example. Isaac Newton proved that one. And if you observe what's happening to, for example, the temperature, he continued, this is Nye, I presume, it's not rising, it's not rising nearly as fast as the alarmist computer models predicted. It's much less, factors of two or three less. So the whole basis for alarmism is not true. Well, what they're doing to fiddle the figures is they're putting these temperature recovery monitors in the warm parts of cities or narrow streets where the temperature is higher and all this kind of skullduggery, and removing certain other ones which are giving accurate information. That was too much for Nye, who immediately argued that completely wrong. He's cherry-picking a certain model that ended up in the ocean. Anyway, the article goes on and on and on. But Bill Nye, another creature of propaganda being used by CNN, who put out fake news about science. These are the people trying to say they're trying to nail fake news. They're the biggest purveyors of it on the planet. But you're staying on the subject and bore people to death. But obedient public so brainwashed by climate change propaganda that they now call weather forecasters after every rainstorm to demand answers. And another, we'll see which one of these we'll go through. Climate change proponents ridiculously believe that the Earth was a calm, peaceful planet until humans started burning fossil fuels. I'll give you a parallel of the stories that journalists ignore. In India, 1/3 of all food goes to waste because of lack of refrigeration in rural areas. Right? And the same Indian government are removing the high denomination notes to introduce a police state into that country. But waiting to see if I got a message here. No, so far. But, mixing up articles here. Climate change proponents ridiculously believe the Earth was a calm, peaceful place until humans started burning fossil fuel. We'll just go with this article for a minute. Researchers from Stanford University are doing their best to find a link between extreme weather events and climate change, but it is all for naught. While these researchers are admittedly conservative with their efforts, they are at least somewhat echoing the rhetoric that events like tornadoes are solely being caused by climate change. Well, they're a natural phenomenon. This, what we're hopefully going to talk to later on, is about HARP and climate manipulation and geoengineering, but we're just building up to that. This, of course, is absolute nonsense. Tornadoes have occurred throughout the course of the Earth's history and are, in fact, part of the Earth's normal climate, so-called extreme weather events. Have really only recently been doubted as such. Tornadoes, earthquakes, droughts, and torrential rains have all played a role in the development of the Earth as we know it. The Dust Bowl years in North America exemplify some of the most extreme weather ever witnessed in North America, for instance. There are recurring droughts, heat waves, and across the plains and prairies in the United States and Canada during that time in the early 20th century. In the 1910s and 1920s also saw extremely cold winters in the very same regions. And the scientist with an unpronounceable name, Madhav Kadekar, a retired environmental Canadian scientist with over 50 years' experience in weather and climate science, states in a 2012 article, extreme weather is an integral part of the Earth's climate.
Sure.
Well, volcanoes cause a massive disturbance of weather, and temperature coming off the Earth's floor, gases, I'll come to it in a second, is causing a problem as well. So the so-called extreme weather is not only an integral part of the planet's design, but it's also part of Earth's history, he was saying. Back then, of course, there were no scientists to go around saying everything was being caused by human activity. The latest research by scientists from Stanford University reportedly takes a very conservative approach to linking climate change with extreme weather events. But the question on whether or not climate change is directly the result of human activity is left unanswered. In fact, the scientists flat out assume that the sole driver behind climate change is human activity. Well, they're trying to fit in with the UN 21 agenda, and you'll only get a lot of grants approved from universities if you tag along with the propaganda. That's another part of the carry-on, the vicious circle of propaganda. On the finishing out this article, our approach is very conservative. The Stanford University is saying this. It's like the presumption of innocence in our legal system. The default is that the weather event was just bad luck, and a really high burden of proof is required to assign blame to global warming. And Noah Dissenbach said, and he is a professor of Earth System Science at Stanford School of Earth and Energy Environmental Sciences. He and the rest of his team have reportedly outlined a four-step method for testing whether or not extreme weather events is related to climate change. However, in this context, it appears to be implied that climate change is a direct result of human activity, which may not be entirely true. Well, it goes on and on and on. But the climate industry and the multinationals and the scientists, they're one and the same. And just one other story, we finish up before the end of this break. The next break. The global warming hoaxes have so inculcated their followers in the Church of Climate Change dogma that now, after nearly every weather event, extreme or otherwise, climatologists and meteorologists are inundated with phone calls from worshippers demanding to know what is going on and why. Well, climate and weather are slightly different things. Mostly, the cultists want to know if humans are responsible for having created the weather event. And they're saying the question is being asked by the general public and by people trying to make decisions about how to manage the risks of a changing climate. This guy, Noah Dissenbach, a professor of Earth Sciences, Old University. He's writing this. J.D. Hayes, a bit long-winded, this guy. Anyway, go on and on to say, let me give it a rest now, that, again, it's very hard to find truthful people who are not connected with multinationals. It's extremely hard on every level. But to switch over to an article, I try to include them every week, by Paul Craig Roberts, who reviews the entire debacle of the world we're living in. And there's an article here from a few days ago, May the 11th, Are You Ready to Die? It's cheerful stuff, isn't it? By Paul Craig Roberts. He says, in George Orwell's 1949 dystopian novel, 1984, information that no longer is consistent with Big Brother's explanations is chucked down the memory hole. In the real American dystopia in which we currently live, the information is never reported at all. No, it's just propaganda and advertising. And He's quoting here on April 26th, 16 days ago, Lieutenant General, quoting a Russian general, Viktor Pavlyar, OZNIHR, Deputy Chief of the Main Operations Direction of the Russian Armed Forces, stated at Moscow International Security, the conference that Operations Command of the Russian General Staff has concluded that Washington is preparing a nuclear first strike on Russia. Anyway, we'll finish that up after we're at the bottom of the hour break. The top of the hour break. And we'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes. Okay.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
And again, and I can tell folks I was priming John Stafford and Vincent Finelli to listen in, and we have the man at the moment that we want. Somebody, I'll describe him briefly, he'll describe himself now in a minute, who is truly a really high-tech trained man, and he's been monitoring geoengineering and all the related subjects of weather manipulation, climate change, and flash and flare and all the carry-on by DARPA trying to poison us to death. But anyway, this gentleman's name is Jim Lee, and he's at climateviewer.com. Jim, are you there yet?
I am. How are you doing, Mr. Barden?
No, nobody calls me that. Only debt collectors call me that. PJ, thank you very much indeed. No, I'm really glad. I was running out of road there in some of the offices I had. I can think people could hear it. But give us, you and I were talking during the week, and I'm looking through your site, which I find stunning and comprehensive. I've never seen like it on this subject. That lots of people know bits about it, but give us a run through how long you've been at this, first of all.
Yeah, well, I started a couple years ago, back in 2011, shortly after the Fukushima meltdown. I, you know, got involved in activism for the first time. I had a website, resonated.net and resonated.com. I spell it R-E-Z-N, the number 8-D. And that was my online anonymous nickname. And I, you know, I wanted to be able to tell the truth sans everybody being able to harass my family. So I went online and became anonymous. I did that for about 2 years before finally telling everybody, by the way, I'm Jim Lee from Sumter, South Carolina. And, you know, I got a family and I'm a real person. Despite that, there are a lot of people to this day who still swear I'm an Illuminati shill paid for by Monsanto and handing out, you know, my stories from my corporate masters. But unfortunately for them, I'm just a guy 40 years old. I do all my own graphics. I do all my own research. I taught myself to program. I now design all my own websites. I have three of them, climateviewer.com, climateviewer.org, and weathermodificationhistory.com.
We stick with one for reference. That's very good to give you, but I'll let you carry on. ClimateViewer.com, that's the one to stick with for the purpose of this first program. ClimateViewer.com, but carry on. Tell us how this evolved, getting through all this. We're coming up to a break at the top, and then we have a 20-minute run where we'll be uninterrupted then. But just give us a quick one before we go to the top of the hour break, how this evolved with you getting involved in geoengineering.
Well, I'd started using Google Earth to map out cloud seeding projects, and a forum moderator on the Google Earth community told me that weather modification was not a thing. And he took my file and moved it from the science section to the crazy section, and that started a process of me proving to the world beyond a shadow of a doubt weather modification is not only a thing, it's a multi-billion dollar industry, it harms people daily, and there really has never been any legal accountability for it.
Sure. Absolutely. And in a future program, when he's fully recovered, and thankfully he's recovered, we have a broadcaster, a standing guy who's a prepper and a prolific broadcaster, Vincent Finelli, who's recovering from the damage of this. Anyway, that's good. We go to this top of the hour break, and then we've a 20-minute run to go through all this and the rest of the program, okay? Okay, we'll be back.
Sounds great.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.